the new rules for home lending.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM, I'm Jeff Horwich. The Consumer Financial Protection Bureau is rolling out new guidelines for U.S. mortgages. The idea is to prevent the kind of Wild West that prevailed before the financial crisis, where the industry extended mortgages to many folks who couldn't afford them. Holden Lewis is an analyst at Bankrate.com. Good to talk with you.
Nice to talk with you.
These rules will go into effect in 2014, and what are some key aspects of them?
The key aspects are that the banks have to verify everything you say to them as far as your income, your assets, and your debts. And another is, with some exceptions, you can't have total debts of more than 43% of your income. So we're talking about your house payment, your car and student loans, credit card bills, child support, and alimony. All of those together shouldn't total more than 43% of your monthly income.
The rules also have something to say about the details, I guess, of mortgages that can be offered.
That's right. There's essentially a blanket ban on negative amortization mortgages, which are mortgages in which if you make the minimum payment, you end up owing more at the end of the month than you did at the beginning. Those have been dead for a long time, and they're going to remain buried.
There are a couple of complaints floating around about these new rules. One of them is that they may take some of the innovation, maybe, out of the mortgage business, making everything plain vanilla is the phrase that's being used. Is that a worry?
I don't think it's a worry to have mostly plain vanilla mortgages. A mortgage is kind of like a utility. You know, most consumers should just have plain vanilla mortgages. Nothing wrong with that.
The common sense reaction to tighter mortgage rules, I guess, is that that might make lenders clamp down. But I gather the opposite outcome is what is hoped for here. What do you expect?
You know, for 4 years, mortgage lenders have had strict lending standards, and those things won't change. Here's what will change. The next time there's a housing boom, it's going to be a lot more difficult for the lenders to relax their lending standards. They have this rule in effect. So this rule is designed to prevent lenders from losing their heads the next time there's a housing boom. You know, we're not in a credit mania. We're kind of in a credit crunch. And so there's really not going to be a whole lot of changes very soon.
Holden Lewis is an analyst with Bankrate.com. Thanks so much.
You're welcome.